Sunday with snow likely, a daytime high near 33, dipping down to the teens overnight.
Support comes from Sullivan NY Connects, offering information and assistance regarding long-term services and supports for people of all ages or with any type of disability. nyconnects.ny.gov.
From WJFF Radio Catskill, this is Something Old, Something New, a marriage of classical and contemporary music. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks to Mark Schulgasser for giving up the fourth Thursday of each month for Something Old, Something New. Mark will be back at this time with Music of the Spheres next week. I always welcome your comments and questions, and you can leave them on the voice box at 845-431-6500, at wjffoldnew@gmail.com, or on the program's Facebook page, where I'll be posting today's playlist later today. When I think about the piano music of Claude Debussy, I think of the way he often left space for notes to linger. Just as dancers can breathe in at the top of a jump, causing them to seem to defy gravity and hover in air, the pauses Debussy leaves after notes, when the vibration of the piano string lingers, give his music a sense of weightlessness. We're listening to Des Pas sur la Neige now. This is called Footsteps in the Snow. There's a strong downbeat, but then the notes linger, spaces left behind. Let's listen and then follow that with four other works that make skillful use of notes that linger. John Cage's Prelude to Meditation, Philip Mead's Haiku, the second movement of John Adams' Century Rolls, and Eric Satie's Gymnopédie No. 3. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Eric Satie's Gymnopédie No. 3, played by Daniel Varsano. Before that, we heard the second movement of John Adams' Century Rolls, which he composed for pianist Emmanuel Axe. That was performed by Axe with the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Christoph von Dohnányi. That movement is titled Manny's Gym, Manny being Axe's nickname, and Jim being a reference to the Satie Gymnopédie that was quoted in the piece. Before that, we heard Stephen Montague's Haiku, performed by Philip Mead on piano, with the composer providing the electronic elements. We also heard John Cage's Prelude to Meditation, played by John Drury, and we began the set with Claude Debussy's Prelude, Des Pas sur la Neige, performed by Terry Lynn Hudson. I'll be back after these announcements.
Thank you for listening to our local classical program today. Don't forget, we also have early music for early risers with Millennium of Music Sunday mornings at 6, followed by Harmonia at 7. Up late, Concerto airs Sunday nights at 10. New York Philharmonic comes to you every Tuesday at noon, and of course, Performance Today airs from 10 to noon Mondays through Thursdays. So tune in for great classical music on WJFF.
This is WJFF, Radio Catskill, public radio for Sullivan County, the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. It's 12:30 and 29 degrees. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 26. The low tonight will be around 15, with a slight chance of snow after 4 a.m. I'll have a full forecast for you at the top of the hour.
It's the mixtape.
If you ever spend hours choosing songs to tell someone how you feel, if you agonized over the title for your mix, tune in to the mixtape. I'll broadcast a custom mix every Friday night at 8. Classic songs you love and all the new artists you've got to hear. The mixtape, Friday nights at 8 on WJFF.
I found a tape in my back garden.
Welcome back to WJFF, Something Old, Something New. When I first heard Philip Glass's composition, Abdulmajid, I couldn't get its rhythms out of my head. I love its syncopation. It reminded me a bit of Ravel's Bolero, but it had more layers, and that made it, for me, more interesting. Even though its name comes from Somalia, it's the surname of the model Iman, who was married to David Bowie, I found it evocative of the Moorish culture of Spain, so I thought it would be fun to bookend it with two works from the Boston Cello Quartet's Latin Project, that also mixes a lot of different countries. We'll begin with a work by Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz, Rapsodia Cubano. It was inspired by his trip to Cuba. Then we'll hear Abdulmajid, and we'll wrap up the set with French composer Alexis Emmanuel Chabrier's España, which he wrote after a trip to Spain.
Thank you.
Just heard the Boston Cello Quartet performing Alexis Emmanuel Chabrier's España in an arrangement by quartet member Blaise Desjardins. The other members of the quartet are Adam Espenson, Mihail Jujatu, and Alexandra Lecarme. Before that, we heard the American Composers Orchestra, conducted by Dennis Russell Davies, performing Abdulmajid. That's from Philip Glass's Heroes Symphony No. 4. If you're a David Bowie fan, that melody probably seemed familiar. Glass based three of his symphonies on the Berlin Trilogy, David Bowie's collaboration with Brian Eno. Glass's newest symphony was based on Lodger, and it premiered in Los Angeles last month with John Adams conducting. Glass's first symphony was based on Low, and we'll hear that in its entirety later in the program. We started the set with the Boston Cello Quartet performing Rhapsodia Cubano by Isaac Albéniz, also arranged by Desjardins. Both selections by the quartet are from their 2015 release, The Latin Project. I'll be back with another hour of music, including some Mendelssohn, Haydn, and Mahler, after the top of the hour. But first, let's have a little more syncopation. Here is José Zerbier conducting the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra in a performance of the second movement of Ned Roram's Symphony No. 3, an American Classics release on the Naxos label.
Support comes from Sullivan NY Connects, offering information and assistance regarding long-term services and supports for people of all ages or with any type of disability. nyconnects.ny.gov.
It is 12:58 and 29 degrees in Jeffersonville. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 26, and the low tonight will be near 15 with a slight chance of snow after 4 a.m. Friday will be mostly cloudy with a daytime high near 34, overnight low around 22, and a chance of snow after 1 a.m. Saturday will be cloudy with a high near 35, a chance of snow before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow, and it will be mostly cloudy Saturday night with a chance of snow and a low near 23. We expect partly sunny skies on Sunday with snow likely and a daytime high. It looks like it's going to be around 33, dipping down to the teens overnight.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York.
is WJFF, Something Old, Something New, a marriage of classical and contemporary music. My name is Kit, and I'm here the fourth Thursday of each month at noon. If you just joined us, you can catch up on the first hour of the program on the archive at WJFFradio.org. Comments or questions? You can message me on the voice box at 845-431-6500 or by email at wjffoldnew@gmail.com. I picked up a Haydn CD at the WJFF music sale last year and fell in love with the sound of L'Archibouderie, a group that performs on period instruments. We're going to hear them play the Adagio from Haydn's String Quartet in G, Opus 77. And we'll follow that with a contemporary interpretation of a classic, the Uri Kane Ensemble playing Mahler. But first, here's Klaus Peter Flohr conducting the third movement of Felix Mendelssohn's Reformation Symphony.
Thank you.
That was the Uri Kane Ensemble, recorded live at the 1998 Gustav Mahler Festival in Toblach, Italy. They played Kane's arrangement of the opening chorale from Uhrlich, Primal Light, the fourth movement of Mahler's Resurrection Symphony. That's from Kane's album Gustav Mahler and Toblach. The Prism Saxophone Quartet just released a recording of Kane's composition A Book of Days, which I'll be featuring on next month's program. Before that, we heard the Adagio from Joseph Haydn's String Quartet in G, Opus 77, performed by Larsa Boodley. That's from their album Haydn, The Last Three String Quartets, and I just love the sound of that ensemble. We began the set with the third movement of Felix Mendelssohn's Reformation Symphony, which opened with a theme that reminds me of that Haydn Adagio. Did it seem that way to you, too? Klaus-Peter Flohr conducted the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra. That comes from a box set of Flohr's interpretations of Mendelssohn's symphonies, overtures, and concertos. You're listening to Something Old, Something New on your community radio station, WJFF Radio Catskill. And now, as promised, more of Philip Glass meets David Bowie and Brian Eno. In a 1993 interview with Andy Gill of The Independent, Glass said, "I remember hearing Low in 1977 and thinking, gee, that's a really nice bit. I think I could do something with that." He went on to say there was a lot of good material on Low. "I concentrated on those instrumentals, which were in those days on the second side. What I liked about them was that they were clearly experimental, going beyond the formulae of pop music." It was this funny world of art rock which has since disappeared, but which was a beautiful moment for a while. The people who were working in experimental concert music and those working in experimental pop music were looking over each other's shoulders at that time. We're listening to Bowie's Subterraneans in the background, and it was that, along with Some Are and More Swawa, that Glass adapted for his first symphony. When speaking of the adaptation, he wrote, "People who write concert music do this all the time, finding a bit of music they like and transforming it into something else. Stravinsky, Bartok, and Hindemith have all done it." I'll put a link to the full interview with Glass on the Something Old, Something New Facebook page. And, you know, if you have comments about this, please let me know. And as always, you know, any criticism as well. So now let's listen to Philip Glass's first symphony, Low, an example of a composer taking something nearly new, transforming it to something newer.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Philip Glass's Symphony No. 1, the Low Symphony. I'm sorry, I cut in too soon. This is going to be the third movement now. That was Philip Glass's Symphony No. 1, The Low Symphony, recorded by the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Dennis Russell Davies in 1993 for a Decca release that included the Hero Symphony. We've reached the end of another episode of WJFF Something Old, Something New. Remember, you can send your comments or questions to wjffoldnew@gmail.com. Leave them on the voice box at 845-431-6500 or on Facebook, where I'll be posting the playlist later today. Thank you so much for listening.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
The time is 1:59. It's 29 degrees, and it is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 29. The low tonight will be around 15 with a slight chance of snow after 4 a.m. Coming up this afternoon, we have Bioneers at 2:30 from the top of 3, all things considered at 4. But right now, stay tuned for Bodie Talk with Doug Bill. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.